Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Myself along with Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister. Come and save at Rouse's during the big Labor Day weekend sale. 8-pack count, 20-ounce Powerade drinks are only $4.97, and the Craw sparkling water is only $3.97 per 12-pack.
You know, Deuce, Deuce is here in the house. And Mike, that LSU can't afford to lose. The Natives would be restless. 5 straight home openers. You know, I remember Mississippi State. We made their quarterback like a Hall of Famer. That was in Tiger Stadium.
Man, Costello, CJ. He got that on the highlight reel for the rest of his life.
But then the other game, the game before the two Florida State losses was UCLA out in L.A. Remember, that's in the hurricane
that
hit?
Hurricane Ida.
Yeah, when that happened. So, the bottom line, I don't care if it's a shootout. If it is a shootout, because Lincoln Riley's going to score. He's never not had teams that haven't scored, whether he's at Oklahoma or USC. Now, whether you cover or not, I know Coach Kelly's saying, Deuce and Mike, can we just win? I don't care if it's 41, 42, 38, 35, whatever it might be.
And
Lincoln Riley knows that they're both thinking, we just somehow got to win this game.
Yeah, some coaches, I wonder a little bit, because the way they talk, like they got almost got coin on the game. And I get that part. But, man, the one thing with Brian, he don't really talk. But, Deuce.
I was going to ask you, the one thing that when you look at it and you go back to some of those years that you lost that quote-unquote home opener, Bobby, how many distractions did you have?
Well, the hurricane part is one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but you can't control that. But, like, other distractions during the offseason, I don't think that you've had a ton this year.
No,
I mean, there's always going to be little stuff that a coach has to deal with, but nothing that the media gets a hold of and you've got to deal with.
No, one of the worst defensive game plans, though, was Bo Pelini is trying to stop Mississippi State. That was like, what, did we practice?
Okay, they ran every crossing pattern they could find that game. They had LSU's secondary so confused.
It wasn't DBU. It was DB Poo that game.
Oh, bad.
it was horrendous.
And think about the first Florida State game. As bad as LSU played, and a guy that
special
ended up being
teams.
A top 10 pick, Malik Nabors fumbles it not once but twice, LSU has a shot.
Yeah,
but what Brian Kelly told me this, what changed my mind about Alabama to go for two was how they lost to Florida State.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, because you think, oh, we got this and all that, or it might be an overtime, whatever, the score and all, and then it's over. I mean, but look at Florida State's roster, and you never know with college
really
football.
Good roster last
I'll tell
year.
You what, that was the game, Deuce. So I don't know if you watched it, but I watched all of that Florida State Georgia Tech game. And Florida State had all these players coming back. Georgia Tech whooped them.
Yeah, they got out coached.
Out coached on the line. Yeah. But Mike,
they were more physical.
Yes,
much more.
Without a doubt. And that was like, whoa. And that was a humbling game for Coach Norvell and Florida State.
Man, Brent Key.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
He can coach.
Look who is the head coach for Georgia Tech. I mean, look at how he wants to play. And
that's kind of old school, dude.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And I don't want to call Florida State more of a finesse, but they got beat in the line of scrimmage.
Yes. Right,
you lost the game at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Because the quarterback didn't beat them.
No.
I mean, and both of their quarterbacks, man, Florida State and Georgia Tech.
Well, when you look at, like, because Lincoln Riley and you look at LSU's offense, but the one thing I think for sure, when you look at, like, position groups, I'd be extremely disappointed if LSU's offensive line does not come to dominate. Now, what's interesting, because you have to have everyone healthy, is Frazier healthy? Didn't he say it's going to be a game-time decision at guard?
Because Mike Edwards is
a four-year starter.
I mean, then Bordelon steps into that spot.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of responsibility there. And then you can have an inexperienced center. We all know that even at any level. Look at the Saints. Brian Della Puente. Because he couldn't help but succeed when he had Carl Nix and Jari Evans alongside him. Come on, dude. You have to make it work. So that's why I think that Frazier, you know, the two guards with LSU right now, I think it'd be so significant to really help out a young center. Because the one thing LSU has, the tackles. They have NFL tackles.
Yeah.
LSU probably got better tackles than the Saints. I mean,
I would say you're probably right.
And I ain't hating. I'm just telling you right now, you look at their prospect going forward,
probably
and
right.
number one in the NFL.
When you say bookend, I would agree.
I agree.
For both of them.
Yeah, bookend.
I think that left tackle there.
Fuaga's going to be all right.
Yeah, he may be pretty special.
But when you do both of them, the bookends. Yeah.
Guys.
I have to throw my hands up a little bit.
Georgia, 20-3 over Clemson. In that game in the first half, Clemson had two first downs. Two.
Well, Clemson offense sucks. Let me tell you.
All that five-star quarterback, man.
It translated.
And you know about Clemson? Mike, what was it? I think they were a double-digit underdog.
13.5. It dropped down to 10 because of ATN being suspended.
But that 13.5, that was the worst ever on the what is it, Coach Clemson? Debo?
Dabo Sweeney.
I'm thinking 49ers. Dabo. Dabo Sweeney, that's the worst he's ever been an underdog. Now, dudes, that's a coach, to me, that's not an embrace enough.
Hey, transfer portal.
Yes.
Transfer portal.
Come on. Listen, you can take care of your own and all that, but you got to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Clemson's, they've gone the wrong direction.
You got to step in the real world with them.
Yeah.
Well, and I think when you look back at Clemson, I don't know – and I can't remember what year it was where it kind of changed for them. Because for a number of years, probably 4 or 5 years, they were – I mean, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion.
Well, when they had the Prince at quarterback with Trevor Lawrence.
Not only even Tajay
Boyd.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Deshaun.
And so, you were pretty much – it was a foregone conclusion that Dabo Sweeney would follow Nick Saban at Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but the last probably, what, 3 years, 4 years?
What have you done for me lately?
They've been almost – I don't want to call it subpar, but they haven't lived up to that top 10 type of program.
If he'd have been winning, Alabama would have wanted him instead of going after the Washington coach.
Exactly, but I'm just – think about it. Think about it.
You're right.
They went after the Washington coach who has probably zero – affiliation, you know, with the recruiting area or anybody in that program.
But he was in the championship game last year.
That gives you some credence to what he can do. But if Dabo had adapted, he didn't want to adapt to the transfer portal. He wanted to just purely recruit. And he's also a coach, you know, that if you're committed to another university or another school, he won't technically allow you to visit.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, that's not common sense.
Come on. Man, he ain't Lane Kiffin.
Not even Lane. I mean, other coaches say, hey, I don't care if you like that other school. If you're committed to him, if you want to visit, come on. But he won't allow you to visit.
Guys. That's why Ole Miss is relevant. Lane Kiffin, if you look at modern-day football, has done it the right way.
He'll take transfers as well, though. I mean, even a high school recruit, if you're committed.
I don't get that one bit.
You make it a lot tougher on your roster.
Guys, here's a crazy deal. And Virginia Tech, even Coach Saban.
They were dark horse.
They were a 13.5-point favorite over Vanderbilt.
They're losing.
At the end of the third quarter, Vanderbilt has a 20-13 lead over Virginia Tech.
And it was even worse than that.
And that's in Nashville, correct?
Correct.
And that's a sellout. Vanderbilt sold that game out. That's a sellout.
Well, and you know, it shows you how much I know. You know, you look at dark horse. Who could be maybe put hay in the barn to be in that final 12? My number one team is the U. Coach O is back out there.
You know why I don't agree with you? I love the quarterback, Cameron Ward.
Yeah, from Washington State.
Well, you got the trigger man.
He's a guy that went – I'm on the sidelines for a Nicholls State game. He's playing for Incarnate Word. His dad comes over. Said, man, I listen to y'all all the time on WWI because he's a Texas guy.
I think he was at San Antonio High School or somewhere in that area. Yeah.
But his dad traveled quite a bit, and he's like, man, I listen to WWL all the time. Oh, okay. And he was at Incarnate Word, and then he transferred to Washington State.
His offensive coordinator left and went up to Washington State.
And then he goes to the U.
Yeah, so when you look at, because that's always intriguing. Everybody likes a long shot. Who can maybe make a little coin with to get in the postseason? And those two teams are the three teams, now four. I think University of Miami, I think because the quarterback's coming back at Utah.
Are those your wild card teams?
Yeah, the wild card.
Okay.
Like Utah Utes, their quarterback's coming back from his knee injury.
What do you think? Been there 7 years?
Yeah, it seems like he's been there forever.
Yeah, 6 or 7.
And then The other two, though, they both struggling. It was North Carolina State against West Carolina. Now, they pulled it out, but for three quarters, Western Carolina was hanging with them.
They looked every bit as good.
So I was thinking, like, North Carolina State and Virginia Tech, who's now losing to Vanderbilt. Mm. So I don't know. You take a shot at listen, all I know is right now, I think if you're an Ole Miss fan or if you're an LSU fan, they taking the approach, damn it, we got to be in the Final 12. I don't know about no Final Four. We got to at least be in the postseason.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't got to worry about that first game. That Furman, Deuce and I talked about that. That's not
– everybody will get to play.
Yeah, exactly, in that particular spot.